Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, today, sisters, we'll have class number 9 in the classes of purification of the heart, and the title of the class is Sincerity in Prayers. Inshallah, we are continuing to learn about the characteristics of the believing hearts from the verses of the Quran. We already learned from Surah number 2, verse from 2 to 5, about, let us read these verses of the Quran so that we always remember the characteristics of the believing hearts. Surah Al-Baqarah, and we will read from verse number 1 to verse number 5. Allah, now from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, from verse 1 to verse 5. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم. This is the book whereof there is no doubt, a guidance to those who are al-muttaqun, who believe in the ghaib and perform as salat and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the sunnah which has been sent down to you, and in that which was sent down before you, and they believe with certainty in the hereafter. They are on guidance from their Lord, and they are the successful.
Okay. So in these verses of the Quran, we are learning the following characteristics of the believing hearts. Number one, to believe in what lies beyond the reach of human perception. Number two, to perform prayers. Number three, to give charity. Number four, to believe in the Quran and all the holy books. We also learned from Surah number 9, verse number 71, about some characteristics of the believing hearts. We will read now Surah number 9, verse number 71.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The believers, men and women, are awliya of one another. They enjoin al-maruf and forbid from al-munkar. They perform as-salat and give the zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah will have His mercy on them. Surely Allah is Almighty, All-Wise.
In this verse of the Quran, Allah is teaching us about the characteristics of the believers, which are, number one, they are helpers and supporters of each other. Number two, they enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. Number three, they perform prayers. Number four, they pay charity. And number five, they obey Allah and His Messenger. And actually, so, sisters, if we try to compare these two characteristics, you will notice that performing prayers are mentioned in both of them. In Surah number 2 and in Surah number 9, performing of the prayers is one of the characteristics of the believers in both of these two verses of the Quran. So, Actually, we will learn today about the characteristics of the believers, of the believing hearts, which are mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah number 23. We will read from verse 1 to 11, because we will realize how performing the prayers is one of the most important characteristics of the believing hearts.
قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their salat with all solemnity and full submissiveness, and those who turn away from evil, vain talk, and those who pay the zakat, and those who guard their chastity, except from their wives, or that which their right hand possesses, for then they are free from blame. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors. Those who are faithful to their amanat, and to their covenants, and those who strictly guard their salawat, these are indeed the inheritors. Who shall inherit the firdaus, they shall dwell therein forever.
So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us about the characteristics of the believing hearts in these verses of the Quran, and these characteristics are number one, to perform the prayers with sincerity. Number two, to turn away from the evil false talk. Number three, to pay charity. Number four, to fulfill the trust and the covenants. And number five, to perform the prayers at their fixed stated hours. Actually, sisters, these are five characteristics. Two of them are related to prayers. One of them is or as-salah, to perform it in the at the fixed stated hours, that is to say, to perform Salat al-Fajr in its time, Salat al-Duhr in its time, Salat al-Asr in its time, Al-Maghrib in its time, and Al-Asha in its time, the fixed time for every prayer, and also to perform the prayer with sincerity, which is called, you know, khushu' in Arabic. Sincerity is with concentration. You concentrate in the prayer and you actually try to feel the connection with Allah during the prayer. So actually, sisters, it is clear that performing the prayers is one of the basic characteristics for every believing heart. So we must know about the importance of the prayer for the believing heart, so that inshallah we will be always aware of the importance of the prayer and aware how it is a mercy from Allah, so that we will love the prayer and we will not feel that the prayer is a burden because it is five times per day. Instead, you will feel that I am always looking forward for the time of the prayer because I realize its importance and I realize its effect on my spirit and on my heart. Number one, sisters, you must realize that, as I clarified before, prayer in Arabic means as-salah. As-salah means the connection and the link with Allah. Okay, so number one, I must evaluate the prayer as the link with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Okay, and also it is the source of the remembrance of Allah. When I will be connected with Allah in the right way during my prayer with sincerity, my prayer will be the source of tranquility, peace, reassurance, and spiritual power. And this is mentioned in Surah number 13, verse number 28.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
بسم الرحمن الرحيم. Those who believe and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest.
See, sisters, this is actually a very important blessing related to the prayers or as-salah. Every one of us is looking for the feeling of tranquility, peace, and reassurance. The only way to have this feeling is to be connected with the Lord of the heavens and the earth, Allah, because Allah is the only will and the only power. So when, and Allah is the source of mercy on the earth. So when you are connected with Him, you will be connected with the source of the mercy and the power and the will, and immediately you will have the feeling of the peace and reassurance and the spiritual power. So whenever you feel, you know, that you are unbalanced, or you are very upset, or you are lost, or you are very lonely, it is all with the prayer, which is a form of the remembrance of Allah, that will help you to get rid of that feeling, and it will be replaced, inshallah, with reassurance and peace when you succeed to perform the prayers with the sincerity, as we will learn, inshallah, in the class of today. I will mention to you the other blessings which are related to the as-salah or the prayer, so that you know, sister, this is a very important, actually, fact in Islam. You cannot perform the duties of Islam except when you love these duties. Because if you don't love these duties, and if you don't realize their importance and that they are blessings in your life, it will be very difficult for you to perform the duties of Islam. It will be very difficult for you to pray 5 times per day with sincerity. It will not be easy for you to fast the month of Ramadan, especially when it will be in the month of August this year, and the actually fasting time will be more than 14 hours. It will not be easy in the hot weather not to drink water for more than 14 hours. So if I am not convinced that this is for my sake, and if I am not convinced that I want to do it, and I am looking forward to do it, and I love to do it, it will be very difficult for me. So this is, you know, the importance of the feeling of the love of the religion of Islam, and the love of the duties of Islam, and the realization of the blessings of these duties. If you don't realize these duties, you will not do it. And actually, this is the problem, that there are many Muslims whom, you know, they are Muslims by name, but they are not performing the duties of Islam. And the cause of that, their spirits and their hearts didn't succeed to have the feeling of love for the religion and the appreciation of the mercy in these duties. So when you learn about prayers, and you, or about fasting, or about giving charity, or about putting a head cover, you must learn the mercy behind these duties. In spite of the fact these duties look very difficult, but actually they are a source of mercy from the Lord to his servants. But we need always to approach these duties from the approach of that they are a mercy from Allah. So today, inshallah, when you will realize that prayer is a gate of mercy for you, inshallah, you will love the prayer, and your spirit will feel the need for the prayer. When you will forget about one of the prayers, for example, you wake up late and you forget Fajr prayer, by 11 a.m. in the morning, you will feel that I want to pray, I need to pray, I am in need of the connection with Allah. And inshallah, this is the proof that you love the prayer, and you feel how it is very important for your spirit. So number one, you will always find the feeling of peace and reassurance when you remember Allah during the prayers. Number two, prayers is a form of light. And again, sisters, you must realize that nowadays, especially, if you don't have a light in your spirit, internal light and external light, you will always feel confused. You will always feel that everything is not clear for me. I can't take a decision while I am
happy with the decision or sure with the decision, because everything is not clear for me, to travel or not to travel, to study or not to study, to marry or not to marry. I am not sure. Everything is confused, because actually most of the people nowadays, you know, are... Everyone is concerned only about his or her own life, and no one is willing to help or to clarify, you know, the realities, or to take care of you and to make you to know, you know, that decision is correct or not. What about her experience regarding that decision? No one has the time or the intention, you know, to help regarding, you know, these issues. Everyone is actually very selfish, to say it in a different way, except those whom Allah showered them with His mercy, so they know the truth and they realize that, you know, helping the others means that I am helping myself. So we need the light. Everyone needs the light. I need the light, for example, to decide that, you know, calling to Allah is more beneficial than working as a pediatrician. In spite of the fact that working as a pediatrician will give me a lot of income and prestige and all of this. But this is wrong. Calling to Allah, because there are many pediatricians. Life is full of pediatricians. But there are no big number of people calling to Allah with the sincerity, inshallah. So when you have the light, you will realize that mostly the people, decisions of the people are not the correct ones. Okay? Because Allah said in the Quran, and most of the people on the earth are not believers, even if you try your best. You know, sisters, this is to clarify to you that when you become a believer, you must realize that this is a great blessing from Allah, because you will handle the worldly life in a totally different way. Your priorities will be different from the other people. You will always have Allah as a support for you all the time. Your goals in life will be different from others. The test of the human being will be more easy for you, because you will handle that test from different perspectives. So, being a believer in the oneness of Allah in reality, sister, is the source of all the blessings in this life. Because as I clarified to you, you will always have the link with the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who is planning for me everything. I have a link with him. I have a connection with him. I always tell him about all my worries, and he is always sending to me messages of reassurance and peace and mercy. So this is a very important aspect for my spirit to be balanced in this worldly life. Also, I have the light. So when I have the light, I can have the light internally and externally. What is the meaning of internal light? The meaning of internal light, sisters, is that you will have the clear concepts and the correct concept about life, about marriage, about the kids, about my relation with the others. I will have the correct concept. My concept will not be only my benefits, only what I will take, only how I can get the most from the people around me. No, this is wrong. When you will have the light, you will actually realize the correct concepts, and the correct concept in this life, sister, is that life is a test. You have a lot of trust and responsibilities, but when you will fulfill your responsibilities to the best, you will be greatly rewarded from Allah in this life and in the hereafter. Most of the people believe in the opposite. They believe that when I forget about my responsibilities, okay, I will live a life full of fun because I don't have any responsibility. This is totally wrong concept. The correct concept is that try to fulfill your responsibilities as a mother, as a wife, as a Muslimah, as a human being, you know, try to fulfill all your responsibilities in the best shape, and be sure that you are the winner. You will win in this life, you will win the support and the help of Allah, and you will win the reward, and you will win the feeling of acceptance of everything in your life. You will never be very sad. You will never be very upset. You will not have depression. You will not be in need of anyone, you know. You, Allah out of His mercy, will all the time support you. Why? Because you try to have the light and you try to follow the commands of Allah. As I clarified to you about the internal light, also through the prayers you will have the external light. And actually the external light is related to the correct decisions and the clarity of the right path. For example, when someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, the right path is to be equal to your husband, and as I clarified before, husbands and wives are, you know, equal to each other in Islam, okay? And someone will tell me, this is the right path. Okay, sister, this is not the right path. The right path is that in Islam, the husband has duties and the wife has duties, okay? And they are two parts of one spirit. They are everyone, you know, complete, every half complete the other half. There is no room for competition, or there is no room to say, I am equal and you are not superior, and, you know, this kind of concepts. They are not in Islam. They are not related to the right path. So when you are connected with Allah, you will love Allah and you will love to obey His commands. And when you will recite the Quran and you will learn about the rules of marriage in Islam from the Quran, you will follow the right path. Okay, and when someone will ask you why you are following the rules of the Quran, you know, very simply, you will tell her, because I love Allah and I love to obey Him. And when someone will ask you why you love Him and you love to obey Him and how you have this feeling, you will answer her through the prayers. Okay? Through the as-salah. The more I pray, the more I feel His existence, the more I feel His help and support to me, the more I love Him. The more I love Him, and I want to keep my relation with Him in the best shape. And I cannot have this relation in the best shape except through the obedience of His commands in the Quran. And this is my way to follow the right path all the time. You know? Okay, sisters. Also, about the prayers. The prayers will always, as-salah will give you the feeling of the spiritual power. And actually this will help you during the time of trials and adversity. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that when we, life is a test. And there are a lot of hardships. And during the hardship, we always feel weak and we feel lonely, and we may feel that there is no hope and what can I do, and there is no outlet and everything is against me. Okay? So it is the as-salah, all the prayer, which will give you the spiritual power. Because when you believe in depths of the heart, in your depths of the heart, that Allah is the only power and Allah is the only will. And actually, sister, from my personal experience, when you always repeat in your spirit, Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, no one can cause any harm for me, no one can prevent any benefit from me, He is only Allah who can give me everything, He is only Allah who can support me all the time. When you repeat these words all the time, sisters, and you feel that you believe it, you can't imagine how life will be very easy for you. Because you will not be after any human being for anything. Because you already believe that everything is up to Allah only. So when someone will come and tell me, I will give you, this position or whatever, okay, I will not be after that person. When you will give it to me, are you sure you will give it to me? Are you sure that you will not change your point of view? Now I am ready for the position. I am worried you will not give me that position. And you know, these kind of feelings which we are living with our husbands, with our kids, with our boss at work, all of these sisters, when you believe that everything is only up to Allah and He is the only power and will, the most important for you will be that you will have the correct link with Him. So long you have the correct link with Him, you will be all the time having the feeling of reassurance that Allah is with me, and Allah is the one who gives the commands to everyone, so Allah can command my boss, my husband, my kids, everyone in life, so I am not worried about anything. And I am sure that whatever Allah decree for me, I will have it. No one can prevent it. Everything is up to Him. This is the source of the spiritual power, especially during the hardships and trials. You will not lose the hope. You will not be after the people. You will all the time, you know, feel that I am fully confident that there is an outlet. I am fully confident that inshallah the hardship will end very soon. Everyone will tell you, but it doesn't look like it will end very soon, or it will end even after a long time. You tell her, no, no, sister, all praise to Allah. I am a true believer in Him. I just pray Dhuhr prayer now, and I have the conversation with Allah during my prostration, and Allah sent for me the message of reassurance. Inshallah, everything will be the best. I have the spiritual power, and I have the hope in the mercy and in the power of Allah. So, you know, sister, this is very important, you know, for the spirit. Not to be weak, not to be afraid, not to be sad, not to hesitate to do the, you know, the right decision. Why? Because you are all the time connected with the source of the power, the only source of the power, Allah, the Almighty. Also, sisters, when you pray all the time and you pray with sincerity, prayers will support you against all kinds of evil. And this is very important. You know, nowadays there is evil all around. And we don't know how actually to strive against it. Okay? Prayers will help you to strive against all kinds of evil and sin. We will read now from Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29, verse number 45, to know about the effect of the prayer regarding the evil. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Recite, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been revealed to you of the book. And perform, verily as-salat prevents from al-fahsha and al-munkar. And the remembering of Allah is greater indeed. And Allah knows what you do.
Okay, so sister, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that prayer prevents the believer from doing the sins, okay, and actually from any kind of evil deed. Why, sisters? Because when you are connected with Allah, okay, you will be all the time trying, when you are praying the prayers in time and you feel the mercy of Allah, you will be all the time trying to have this link with Allah in the best shape. So when the shaitan will come to you to whisper to you to do any evil deed, you will remember that after 1 hour I will pray, I will meet Allah. I will feel shy to meet Allah after 1 hour if I do that now, or if I do that sin now. So remembrance of the meeting with Allah in the prayer will always prevent you from doing any bad deed, and will always make you to try to be always the rightest believer, so that you meet Allah in the best shape, and so that inshallah Allah will answer your call and your supplications. So you must realize that when you are performing the prayers in time, and you have sincerity in your prayers, try to check your other deeds in your life, you will always feel that you are on the right path. But when it comes to you that some days you are not praying in time, you are not praying with sincerity, try to check for sins. Because when you are doing sins, or when you are not obeying the commands of Allah, this will affect your prayers. Okay, but when you are in the connected with Allah the five times, all the times with sincerity, you will be all the time, inshallah, feeling that you are on the right path and you are away from doing the sins. The more you are close to Allah, the more yourself will be protected from the shaitan and from the sins. Also, sisters, we must realize that prayer is the way to wipe away the sins. You can get rid of your sins as a reward for your prayers. We will read now from Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 114. I am trying to clarify to you the blessings of the prayer so that, inshallah, you will realize these blessings and you will be looking forward to have it, inshallah. We will read now from Surah number 11, verse number 1. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكر ذاكرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And perform us salat at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. That is a reminder for the mindful.
Okay, sisters, so Allah is clarifying to us that when you will perform the prayers, you know, this will be good deeds, actually, and they will remove the small things. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the five daily prayers and the Friday prayer until the next Friday are expiation for what is between them. This means that, sister, when you will perform the five prayers or pray the five prayers, inshallah, with sincerity, okay? And, you know, also Friday prayer, this is for the men, okay? For the women, it is the five daily prayers, okay? Because Friday prayer is not an obligation, is not a must for the women in Islam.
But if you come?
If you come, that's okay. But it is not rewarded to come to the masjid to pray for the women. You know, the best for the women is to pray at their homes, you know. But if you come, you want to listen to al-khutbah and you want to have some knowledge, this is, inshallah, a good intention. Inshallah, Allah will reward you. Okay. So, if you pray the five prayers with sincerity and you do some minor sins, okay, Allah will remove for you these minor sins because of your sincerity in your five daily prayers. From a week to the next week, your prayers will remove all the minor sins, inshallah, so long you live your prayers with sincerity. Muhammad, peace be upon him, also said, if a person has a stream outside his door and he has a bath in it five times a day, do you think that he would have any dirt left on him? The people said, no dirt will remain on him whatsoever. This is the meaning that the five daily prayers will remove the sins from your record, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, this is likely the five daily prayers. Allah wipes away the sins by them. In conclusion, prayer, sisters, you know, actually when I discuss the prayer or when I inform you about the prayer, I want you to realize that prayers or as-salah is a great mercy from Allah to the Muslims. You know, those whom they forget about prayer or they don't pray with sincerity or, you know, they don't feel the mercy of Allah regarding the prayers are actually, they are missing a very important, you know, door of mercy in Islam. Because, you know, sisters, it is always, and it is especially nowadays, you know, that life is very difficult. Everyone is looking for his benefit, even your kids. Okay, your kids, everyone has a goal. They love you, you love them, but at the end of the day, everyone will have his plan or her plan. So you will be always looking. Maybe now you are still young, but inshallah, when you will grow more and more, you will be always looking, you know, for someone in your life to be with you all the time. You can reach all the time. You can communicate all the time. You can feel the support all the time. You will feel that he has the power and he has the will, and he can take care of you, and he can be close to you, never to feel lonely, never to feel weak, never to feel helpless. Okay? The only one who can give you this feeling is Allah the Almighty. Because human beings, you know, especially nowadays, okay, it is always that, let me take care of myself, let me concentrate on my benefits, okay? And it is not easy to find someone who is in reality sincere regarding your issues. Why? Because everyone nowadays is against this, you know, taking care of each other. And also because, sister, life is not stable. Maybe I have very good sisters in Houston, but maybe it is the decree of Allah for me to move to another state. And in that state, it is the decree of Allah that I don't have anyone there, you know, and my husband is all the time at work, and my kids, everyone is married in one of the states, so I will be in reality alone. Okay, this is a fact in life. So this is a very pressurizing feeling for the spirit, you know, especially with the old age. I am alone. Maybe I will be sick now. Maybe I will have, you know, any problem. What can I do? My husband is all the time at work. My kids are far away. I don't have anyone in this city. The weather is not good. You know, this is the way to the depression. You know, gradually, step by step. Okay, but when you have the full belief that the only power and will is with me, the only power and will taking care of me, very close to me. Now if I am upset, I will just wash and pray two rak'ahs, and I will say to him everything, and I am sure he will make for me an outlet. The telephone will ring and my daughter will call me and tell me, Mommy, I am coming with my kids to stay with you for 1 week. You know, this is Allah, sisters. When you live the prayers with the depth of your heart, you must realize that Allah will be with you all the time. And Allah said in the Quran, whoever fears Allah, Allah will make for him an outlet. And you know, sister, this is the rules of the Quran. Allah will make for you an outlet which you never expect. Because you know that your daughter is, you know, in the with her kids, you know, in the other state, and her kids are in the school, and they cannot leave the school. So how my daughter will come and visit me? How my other daughter will come and visit me? How my husband can have a vacation? All are, you know, matters which cannot happen. It cannot happen according to your point of view, you know, or according to your limitations, okay, but up to Allah there is no limits. So long you are very close to him, so long you send for him the messages that, oh Allah, you are with me all the time. Number one, sister, you will never feel lonely. This is the mercy of Allah. All the time Allah will make you never to feel lonely. This is number one. Number two, in the second which you feel that, you know, after this second, life will be very difficult for me, in that second, Allah will make for you a very big outlet. Okay, and you will tell to yourself, oh, how Allah is the most merciful. I was thinking that tomorrow, life will be more than what I can tolerate. But it is out of the mercy of Allah that He sent for me the mercy today. Okay, I can't wait for tomorrow. You see, so sisters, I want you, because most or all of you are reverse sisters, for the sake of Allah, then for the sake of yourself, I want you to love the prayers. Because the prayers actually is the greatest mercy for your spirit. Everyone in this life nowadays, even the very rich people, the very prestigious, whatever, if you try to realize the feeling in their spirits, it is always they are lonely, or they are worried, or they are not happy, or they are sad, except for those whom they are connected with Allah in the proper way. You must realize this sister. Happiness, tranquility, reassurance is never up to my car, or my house, or my clothes, or my family. It is only up to, you know, the feelings which Allah, the Almighty, who controls the heart. You know, the only controller of the heart is Allah. So if Allah wants my heart to be happy, my heart will be happy. In spite of the fact I don't have anything, but you will be happy, you will be content, you will be patient, you will be having a hope all the time. Others whom they have everything, but their hearts, you know, are full of the feeling of loneliness, or, you know, they don't have hope. Or, as we all know now, that the most common feeling is depression. Whether acute depression, or chronic depression, or mild depression, or severe depression. But there is a form of depression. Why, sisters? Because the hearts are not connected with the one who creates these hearts. The spirits are not connected with the one who creates this spirit. Okay? So, how can I connect? How can I protect my spirit from all these feelings which will destroy me and destroy my family? When one of the members of the family, the father or the mother, is having depression or is not stable, be sure that the whole family will be affected and the whole community will be affected. So how we can protect the families and protect, you know, our spirits and protect the community? It is, sisters, only through, number one, the prayers. And the Quran, which is part of the prayers, the connection with Allah. All the time while you are sleeping, when you wake up in the morning, you tell to yourself, all praise to Allah, I am connected with the Lord, so I don't fear anything. Inshallah, today will be an excellent day. I have all the hope. I will try my best. He is with me, you know. And also before you sleep at night, the same. I will sleep now. I have a lot of problems. I will face tomorrow. But I am not worried. I am sure that He is with me and He will take care of me. I will leave to Allah all the problems, because He is the power and the will. My role is to link with Him. So when I will link with Him, I will send for Him the message of the problems, full of problems. He will send for me a message of reassurance and tranquility. This is how you support yourself. All the time, your spirit is in need of this support, sisters, so that inshallah you will be always having a healthy spirit, a healthy body. You can fulfill your trust in the worldly life, and you will be all the time inshallah looking for the best. When you come and tell me, Sister Mona, what about your knee problem? We feel that you are again not walking well. I tell you, no, sisters, I have the full hope. So you tell me how you have the full hope. I tell you I have the full hope. Because whenever I pray, I do dua, supplication to Allah, to make me inshallah able to come to the masjid and to pray and to call for Him. And because of this goal, I am sure that inshallah Allah will give me, you know, the good health. So you see, sisters, it is all through the link with Allah. Okay.
You said that, you know, So some days, yes. Some days, maybe several days, you know, hopeful, alhamdulillah, everything's okay, I will be okay, and you feel strong no matter what comes. But this human nature that sometimes it's too much.
Too much,
you know, one thing, if it's not one thing, is it normal? Is it, or is it, if you feel sad or if you feel overwhelmed, is this also like your iman is lowering? Or is this just part of being human?
No, I tell you one thing. It is part of being human to feel the calamities, okay? But you must believe, as Allah said in the Quran, that Allah never put a burden on a human being more than what he or she can tolerate.
Right.
You must believe in this. I will give you now this verse of the Quran.
Okay.
When you believe in this verse of the Quran, the real belief, okay, so whatever befalls you, you will say, this is still, I can accept, I can tolerate. This is not more than what I can tolerate. Okay, this is the feeling of the acceptance. Okay, so you must be always living with the full belief that Allah will never put on me a burden which I can tolerate. Okay?
But if you feel... when you feel like overwhelmed, is this a sign that your iman is lowering?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, this is a sign, yes. You must immediately, okay, try when the prayer time will come, during the prostration, to have a conversation with Allah. Oh Allah, now I feel it is beyond, more than my
tolerance.
But you said in the Quran, this is how, inshallah, and I will clarify this more and more, inshallah, this class or next class. This is how you are supposed to have the link with Allah. Okay, you say to Allah everything. You say to Allah, you said that you will not put on me a burden more than what I can tolerate. But I feel now that the burden is more than what I can tolerate. Oh Allah, I don't want to have this feeling. Oh Allah, make an end for my hardship. Oh Allah, I am sure that you will help me. When you will have this conversation with Allah after prayer, you will not feel that, you know, that burden is more than what you can tolerate. You will be again, you know, accepting the decree of Allah, and you will be again having a hope, okay, that inshallah there will be a solution and everything will be all right. But to have the feeling that my life is more than what I can tolerate, this is a sign of the weak belief. Okay? Sisters, we learn about the blessing prayers, and we want to know what is the secret of prayers. How I can have all these blessings of the prayer? The secret of the prayer is that you must have the sincerity during your prayer, which means that the presence of the heart and mind during the prayer. Okay, this is the most important for your prayers to be accepted by Allah, for your prayers, that your supplication will be answered, for your prayers to be a source of mercy and tranquility and reassurance for you. You must have your heart and your mind during the prayer. Now, inshallah, I will tell you about some of the factors which will help you to have your mind and the heart in the prayers. That is to say, the factors which help you to have sincerity in prayers. Before I will tell you about these steps, I will give you an example of how the righteous people perform their prayers. Okay, so that you can try to have, you know, the same feeling like that righteous man. Okay, one of the righteous brothers was asked about his prayers. He said, when it is near the time of prayers, I perform a perfect wudu. Wudu is the washing for the prayer, a perfect one. And I go to where I am going to pray and sit down there until I become fully attentive to what I am about to do. You know, sister, this is the preparation for the prayers, and this is very important. Okay, suppose now I am cooking, you know, and I am trying to finish my cooking, and I am very busy with this, then it is the time for the prayers, okay? I am not supposed, you know, just to, stop this cooking, you know, and to run from cooking, you know, to immediately Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, okay? No, you will not be able, because your mind is still with the food. Okay, maybe the food is about to finish, maybe the food will be burned, maybe, you know, I didn't close, you know, the heat, whatever, you know, you're still mentally busy. Okay, so you must take time, and actually this time is the time of the wudu or the wash. When you wash for prayer, you know, why it is better to pray, to wash for every prayer? Because during the washing or during the wudu, you are separating your mind and your heart from the worldly issues. Okay, I will forget about the food, I will forget about the problems, now I will meet Allah, I need the presence of my heart and mind, let me forget about all the worldly issues and let me concentrate in the meeting, because it is a very important one, because if I don't have the dose of reassurance and mercy and tranquility in this prayer, I will be in a very bad shape. Okay, you must have this conversation with yourself. So you will perform the washing in the perfect way, and inshallah I will clarify it and repeat it again next week so that we remember it again. But after I perform the prayers, the wudu and the washing, okay, I can have 1 or 2 minutes to calm down. The place where I will pray, you know, where I have the carpet for the prayers, I can sit for 1 or 2 minutes. Okay, calm down. Okay, try to forget about this life. Okay, get the phone off. Put the phone off. Close all the connection with the worldly life, because you are in need of this meeting. You are looking forward for this meeting. There is a very important goal personally in the worldly life, other than all the blessings which I mentioned about the light, about the reward, getting rid of the sins, you know, all of this, you will have a lot of reward for the prayers. And inshallah, I will remind you next week about the blessing, you know, the reward of the prayer in the hereafter. But other than the hereafter, in this worldly life, I am in great need of this meeting now, because I have many problems, and if I face it alone, it will be very difficult for me. So I need to call on Allah to help me with this list of problems, which I will mention it to Him now. If my mind is still with the cooking, and with the food, and with the phone, and with my kids, I will not be able to concentrate on the meeting with Allah. I will lose it. And if I lose it, actually, sister, it is a very big loss for your spirit. Okay? So, that righteous believer, he always perform a perfect wudu, and then he sits down until he is fully attentive to what he is about to do. Then he stands up and pray, imagining that the Kaaba is in front of his eyes. You know the Kaaba in Mecca, you know the place where we direct our body and our face to, you know, during prayer. He will imagine the Kaaba in front of him, and he will imagine the paradise to his right side, and he will imagine the hellfire on his left side, and he will imagine the angel of death behind him. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that this is my last prayer. Because none of us knows when he will pray or she will pray the last prayer. Maybe Dhuhr prayer today is my last prayer. Maybe. Nobody knows. Maybe Asr prayer. Maybe Fajr of tomorrow is my last prayer. None in this worldly life knows when is the time for the last prayer. So let us pray every prayer as if it is the last prayer. Because when I pray it as if it is the last prayer, I will pray it with full sincerity. My mind, my heart, my spirit will be completely inside the prayer, completely linked with Allah, because I am about to leave. I will leave my kids. I will leave my family. I will leave everything. And I will be with Allah, and I must be ready for the Day of Judgment. So this is how you can help your spirit, you know, to concentrate on the prayer, is that all the time to feel that the angel of death is behind you, so that, you know, this is your last prayer. And also, so he will stand in hope in Allah's reward and in the paradise, and in fear from Allah's torment in the hellfire. When you will feel that the paradise is in your right hand, it means that the paradise is very close. And the hellfire is on the left hand, the hellfire is also very close. So you will be having two feelings, the feeling of the hope for the paradise and the feeling of the fear from the hellfire. These two feelings will help you to have a lot of concentration in the prayer. And also, sister, when you will say Allahu Akbar, okay, and you will start to recite the Quran, you must be very calm. Be very calm. You must be humble. That righteous believer, he is clarifying that he was very humble during the prayer, during the recitation of the Quran, because he is believing that he has a conversation with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. So he cannot be in a hurry, and he cannot be arrogant while he is having the meeting with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And actually, after doing all of this, that righteous believer said he is not sure that his prayer will be accepted or not. You see, sisters, so actually this is the reality of the prayers. Again, sisters, it is the meeting with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. It is the meeting through which I can have the mercy of Allah to shower me and all my family. It is the meeting through which I can have, inshallah, the paradise as my final destination. It is the meeting with Allah, the Almighty, which will give me all the mercy in my life and in the hereafter. So you must consider the prayer as the most important event in your day. When you tell me, Sister Mona, today you don't have anything important to do it, I tell you, no, my dear sister, I have very important meetings in my day. These are the meetings with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Considering the meetings with the human being, these are actually meetings which I am doing it for the sake of my Lord. The most important in my day is the meeting with Him, because He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and He is the one who is giving me the support and the help. He is my Lord. I am His servant. I am following His commands. My decree is up to Him. My happiness is up to Him. My worldly life and the hereafter is up to Him. So the meeting with Him is the most important in my life. So you will appreciate your life, okay? Because some people are believing that my life doesn't have any meaning. I am not doing anything very important or beneficial. I am just a housewife, cleaning the house and waiting for my husband and my kids. I am not an important person in life. No, you are a very important person in life. So long Allah, the Almighty, the Lord, will meet you 5 times per day. So you are a very important human being. So your life is precious, you know. Some people are feeling that there is no value of my life. No, because my kids are already grown up, or I don't have a husband, I don't have kids. I'm not adding anything to this worldly life. No, you are adding a lot. So long you will meet the Lord of the heavens and the earth, so long He is allowing you to meet Him, this means that you have a very important, or you have a great value, okay, and you can add a lot to the worldly life, but this is up to how you are sincere in the meeting and how you live this life. So I will try to have more time with the prayer and the salah, because many Muslims whom they are not praying, either are not praying all the prayers, or they are not praying with sincerity, and they don't actually realize the importance of the prayers in their worldly life. They think that prayers is for the hereafter, and actually Allah is the most merciful, Allah will forgive me regarding forgetting my prayers. They don't realize that prayers is one of the greatest sources of reassurance and mercy and happiness in the worldly life. So we need to realize this feeling so that inshallah we will be always looking for our prayers. So how to prepare ourselves for the prayers? Number one, to prepare yourself before prayers. Number one, how you prepare yourself before the prayers, okay, as I clarified, it is during the washing, during the wudu, that you have the conversation with yourself that, you know, the important meeting is about to start, so let me forget about everything, let me try to concentrate on my problems or my hopes, let me have the list clear in my mind, so that inshallah, when I start to have the conversation with Allah during the prostration, the sujood, my mind will be clear and I will get the benefit of the meeting with Allah. This is how you prepare yourself, and always while you are doing the wudu, you tell to yourself during that meeting with the Lord, inshallah, I am sure Allah will help me. I am sure Allah will make for me an outlet. I am sure I will be in a totally different spiritual feelings after the prayers. When you have this need for the prayer clear in your spirit, during the prayers, inshallah, you will feel that you are having full sincerity with the prayers. And after the prayers, you will realize that, yes, now I am in a different shape psychologically. So this is regarding your, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yourself. Number two, regarding the place, sisters, you must pray in a clean, calm, beautiful place, which deserves to be the place where you will meet your Lord. Again, sisters, prayers, salah, equal meeting with the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the provider. The one who provides you with all the blessings, and the one who is providing you with also with the money and the wealth. So I am not supposed to have a big house or a clean house and a clean reception where I will meet the human beings, but when I will meet the Lord, I will meet Him in a very small place, in the bedroom or maybe it is not clean or well adjusted or anything, I will put the carpet in any place and I will just pray. No, sister, this is wrong. Okay, I must meet Allah in the best place of my house, in the best place where I feel tranquility and peace, the place of the house which I like it, which I feel that meeting Allah must be in that place. I am not supposed to meet Allah in any other place. This is the most beautiful, calm place in my house. I will meet Allah there to prove to Allah, okay, that I am preparing myself for this great meeting. And also, sister, to prove to yourself that I now the prayer time comes, okay, I will be in the best place of my house because my spirit, we will meet the Lord now. Let us go to the best place. Also regarding your clothes, okay, during prayer, it must be clean, beautiful, wide and long. You know, sisters, unfortunately, because we forget about the importance of the prayers by time, okay, we always try to just have the feeling that I already finished the prayer. Not I lived the prayer, not I enjoyed the prayer. Okay, sister, this is a problem. So we need, you know, to repeat these classes for this. Okay? During the prayer, you are meeting Allah, the one who is giving you everything. So how I will meet him with, you know, a cloth which is short and I am trying to extend it to finish the prayer quickly, okay? Or, you know, a cloth which I was just cooking and, you know, the onion smell is in my clothes or whatever, you know, ginger or whatever in my clothes. But I want to pray because I want to return quickly to finish the cooking because it is very important for me to cook very special food today. So what is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning is this, is that Allah is at the end of the list. If Allah is at the top of the list, I will change my clothes and I will wash so that I will have a good smell. I will meet the Lord. I must clarify to him how I am a believer, that Allah is the one and Allah is everything. So you know, sisters, when you will have this preparation for the prayers, you will actually realize the importance of the prayers. You will tell to yourself, it is only for the prayers I change my clothes. It is only for the prayers I pray in that part of my house, which no one is allowed to stay in, but it is only the place where I meet Allah. It is only the prayers where I have to wash and to prepare myself. You will always, you will gradually have the feeling that prayers is a very special event in my life. Okay, and very special event in my day. And you can't imagine, sister, that by time, how this feeling will be a very important support for your spirit. When you are alone, you will not feel that I have 10 hours. Nobody will call me, I will not go out, I will not contact anyone. No, no, no. I will not change my clothes. No, no, this is totally wrong. In the 10 hours, you will have 3 prayers. You will change your clothes, and you will wash, and you will meet the Lord, and you will have the mercy, and or your psychological condition will be different. After prayers, and believe me, sisters, you will feel that now I want to cook. Now I want to go out. Your spiritual feeling will be different. You will feel more active. You will feel more positive. So you will be able to do more deeds which you were not able to do and you were very upset or you are lazy or you don't have the hope before the prayers. So all the time prepare yourself for the prayers and have it as a special event in your life so that inshallah you will get its greatest blessings and inshallah we will do the dua now and we will continue with the spirit of the prayers inshallah next the week after inshallah. يا رحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.